A new comedy show premieres tonight on public television.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Strategic Humor Initiative.
The Strategic Humor Initiative is hosted by British broadcaster David Frost. Frost and comedians in England, the United States, and Canada will try each week to poke fun at current events. It's a difficult proposition, making news funny in front of a live audience 24 hours before broadcast. But Frost says his many years in television have made him eager for the chance to give it a try.
It's going to be hectic, but walking a bit of a tightrope is rather fun with our medium, in fact. So we hope to get the mix right and hope people will feel, as we felt last night, that the souffle rises.
So if you don't get the laughs, maybe you'll have to sweeten it a little, technologically.
Well, hopefully not, really, because I'm not a great fan of the sweetening business, but I remember doing a show in the States many years ago in California, and after the run-through, I was editing out a couple of jokes on the autocue which hadn't quite worked, and the producer said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? The machine will love them."
Well, topical humor, satire, is very difficult to do well.
Yes, it is. It's a challenge always. But on PBS, one of the reasons that PBS were keen to do this special was that, you know, there's not a lot of humor on PBS, but there's not a lot of topical, satirical humor around at all, in Britain either. So that's a real opportunity, and we've got to be careful on those words that mean something different in the two countries, like quite. Quite usually means very. I listened to Bob Edwards this morning, and he was quite good. It's a compliment. It means very good. But in England, it only means fairly good. So it's an absolutely, completely different meaning. So we've got to be careful with a few of those.
I'm just wondering how, you know, material on the euro is going to play over here.
You could also wonder how it's going to play in the UK, of course, because you never walk down the street in London and hear people saying, "We in Europe feel," but, you know, they never say it. So it would be wrong to say that there is an enthusiastic well of passion for Europe, or continental Europe, as per that great headline in the Times back in the 30s, "Fog in the Channel, Continent Cut Off."
Now, you did this 40 years ago.
I did. That was the week that was. I came over here. We'd done it in the UK and came over here and did it on NBC, starting on a 9:30 on a Friday night.
It was the week that was. In Vietnam, we're shelled and we retaliate. But it still doesn't seem that our heads of state can make it clear where we go from here.
Well, it was a great show and introduced us to so much talent, including Buck Henry and Alan Alda, who are still very much around and performing.
Yeah, and Nancy Ames sang the TW3 song, and Nancy was married to a hypnotist called Train Boyer, as far as I remember. And Herb Sargent, who produced the second year of the 2 years of That Was the Week That Was, and Herb used to say, "Nancy's married to a hypnotist, or at least she thinks she's married."
And they didn't treat you right. They put you up against Peyton Place and Petticoat Junction.
In its heyday, yes.
Yeah.
Spelled H-A-Y. And also the second year was on a Tuesday night, which was a bit odd for a show called That. The week that was.
Right.
The week had scarcely begun. And we also had, in those days, a memorable thing in this beginning of the second series. The Republican National Committee, candidate Barry Goldwater for president, said they were going to take a half an hour on one of the three networks each week to do a half-hour paid political broadcast. And as it turned out, for six consecutive weeks, they chose any one network. They chose NBC. Any day, they chose
your
Tuesday. And any time, they chose 9:30 in the evening. Not an ideal way to launch a new season.
Well, in the intervening 40 years, you've been doing lots and lots of interviews.
Yes, I have, and I do that once a week in addition to specials and things. That I still love, finding out what makes people tick. I'm very lucky to be doing what I... Well, you're very lucky to be doing what you like doing too, so we're both very lucky to have this opportunity, to have an opportunity to talk to people who you'd, you know, happily pay to talk to. We're very lucky indeed.
What have all those interviews done for your sense of humour?
Well, with politicians, as you know, it's a sort of battle of wits, really, and a chess game and so on. I think if a politician says, "I have nothing to hide," he usually means, "I've already hidden everything," you know, or whatever like that. And I had a politician once, just wonderful phrase he had. He suddenly said in the middle of the interview, where would this country be without this great land of ours?
Yes, where
words to live by. For without the future, there can be no tomorrow. It massages the old sense of humor, I think.
David Frost is host of the new comedy show, The Strategic Humor Initiative, that debuts tonight on public television.